Okay. We spoke about the five levels of going out of Mitzrayim. The one level never went out of Mitzrayim. The other four levels went out in the numbers, but the four levels are depending what they are. And those levels continue ad hayom hazeh. There were those that went out of Mitzrayim legamre, there were those that went out begedet tam, they took with some of the mitzrikai to them, each one according to his level. Chiluk madregas elu enagul shaisam v'noigim gam ledoires. These divisions, these different levels, existed then, and they continue. Kol adoires ad hayom hazeh. Gam hayom yudi yoichel hachlit ve'eizu dargah hu chofetz liyos. But in the limitation of the bechira that a Jew has, he can choose to decide which son he would like to be. He can be the Chochem. Ben Bechor Amachapes Begin Zermelech. He can start to be the Bechor, the firstborn Samach David. He can choose to be. You can choose to be the son who is the Ben Bechor, who Samach David, who drays around in the Ginzei HaMelech, who takes responsibility for the king's treasure house, because it's his father. Ben Azoykel Adas is called Soyga Samalucha. He's the son who decides that he wants to understand the way the world run, the way the kingship is run, and he makes an effort to understand all the secrets of his father's kingdom. Ben, he can't change. Whether you're a son, you can't change it. About Ben Rosh Chas V'Chilila. Kabuliel. He is a son, even when he's not doing the Rotzen HaMelech. The person has to do a cheshbon, hard work. You have to go into a room, close the door, and do some introspection and find out where you're holding in relation to the ideal. Where am I now? What sort of a son am I now? We know what we're supposed to be, and then design a program for getting from where you are to where you need to get to. Simple, like everything in life. You have to make the choice that you want to be the Ben Bechori Yisrael. Or no, I'm happy to stay in my comfort zone, and I'll carry on doing what I'm doing because it works for me as well. Whatever, those are the choices we're given. Rosh Emanu, come to take Isa Marechesh, he can be Yochel Kfui Anu Noisorim Bonim Shalakorish Bochu, because tonight, in that prison where you are Bonim Lashem Elokech, no matter what, because you can't get out of there, there is a way to get out of that if you want. If you want, I'll tell you some other time. There is a way you can destroy that. There's a way to destroy the Bnei Bechori Sol Gavre. But that's nobody relevant to anybody here right now. So we won't go into that. Well, as we said, Yisrael Afo Bishachayti Yisrael Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Dai Lanu Lo Yilam Akumo Hashanah. The field he yidach mimeni nedach, Hashem said. You can't get out of this prison. You're a Jew whether you like it or not. The same as a son can never get out of being a son because you're a son. Ach yachad im zois. Hadam asugal b'bichiroso la'hayti v'smaitze v'la'alus midarge l'darge v'sulam ha'medregos. At Liyasa Ben Yochid. With all that, in that world, in that prison, you have Bechira to decide whether you want to go up and up and up and become the Ben Yochid or not. Those are the choices you have. But you can never not be a Ben. The Madhava Tolu, what's it all dependent on? Kako Shiyetiv Lahashis Ulehifnim Beliboy. To the extent that a person can internalize and get into his mind. He starts getting in touch with the reality that he is the son of the King of Kings, creator of the universe. Kol sheyichiyim yediyazu b'siyah pashtus u'b'siyah hatmimus. To the extent that he's able to live with that real, that's how we translate the siyah pashtus, the siyah tmimus. He's real with it. The law shum cheshboines, these chachmois, he's not making philosophies and cheshbons. And no, he just lives with Hashem because it's real. To the extent that that knowledge encompasses all his thoughts, diburov v'maisov, his words and his deeds, it means he's cheshboning out whatever he's thinking, doing, or saying. He has a Kodesh Baruch Hu somehow in the picture. He goes up and up and up. Doesn't know where he is. Doesn't know where he's holding now. He may be on a very low level now. But he's trying and he's working and he's struggling and he's level. Nobody else can judge where you're holding because we don't know what's going on. It's too complicated. We don't have access to the whole universal experience. But each person, wherever he is, if he's sheathing, he's yearning, he's striving for this and he's struggling and he's battling and he's taking two steps forward and three back. And Shivat Sabdik Yopu will come, and he's going through all that. That's, he's becoming more and more and more the beloved only son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is what he is in reality. The Eved Yishna Nagbalot. An Eved has limitations, like we said yesterday. Mutrim Chadarom, Chadarim, Shalem Asulikanem. The most trusted servant of the king. Of all these places where he's not allowed to go. He doesn't have the microchip that opens up every door. There's doors that don't open for him. There's treasure houses, storehouses, secret, whatever, I don't know, computer programs or whatever that he doesn't have. He can't let it go there. They're locked. And the inner workings and the secrets of how the king runs his things or whatever, he doesn't know about that. The son is a partner with a melech in all the plans and whatever of running the medina. Whether it's financial security, whatever it is, the son's involved. The father, he's on top of everything. That's how she relates to us. It's called Seida Sabria, Tachlisa Veseida and Hogeth, Mosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Beyadeinu. All the secrets of the Bria, the purpose and how it runs and the way it works and what goes on, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us his Torah, and in there is everything you need to know. Anachnu nimtzayim otamid, and we're also with Hashem all the time. U'biyadeinu l'kvayes midas ha'ava v'akir v'klapeinu. And we get to decide how close we want to get to Hashem, how much we want to love Hashem. Those are choices we make. V'kol shenir v'lagalot et chiboseinu v'avoseinu klapa. To the extent that we're able to increase our yearning and our love for him. So he's like a mirror. Like a mirror. You smile at the mirror smiles back at you. Hashem tzilcho al yad yeminecho. What does that mean? You say it all the time. Hashem tzilcho al yad yeminecho. That means what? Hashem protects you. He's a shade on your right hand. I don't want a shade protecting you. Someone shooting bullets at me, I need something a bit stronger than a shadow. Shadow means that when you move, your shadow moves. It means Hashem tzilchol yam minechem. And Nefesh HaKham explains, it means that what you do, Hashem responds. You turn your back on Hashem, he turns his back on you. You face Hashem and you start getting closer to him. He comes down and gets closer to you. You smile at Hashem, he smiles back. You moan and groan, he moans and groans. We determine what Hashem does. We're the mover of the relationship. In any relationship, I give to you because I love you. That giving creates more love, and I have more desire to give to you. I give more, I love more, I give more. And it's this spiral going up and up and up. Okay, clear?
Let me go to flex. You know what the brother or the king or the father expects.
There's certain responsibilities that... These privileges come with responsibility. Nachon, nachon, nachon. Avada, avada. Yisrael, afal pi shechoyte Yisrael hu. That's what we're talking about now. We're talking long before any mitzvah. Rav Shmuel mentioned the mitzvah, so the seder. I let him get away with it. I had a long drive and it's whatever, I'm tired. But normally I wouldn't let him get away with it. We're in the sugya of Kabbalah Samach Shammai, which exists without any mitzvah.
Yeah.
He's right. There's mitzvahs. We'll get to that. You said Shema this morning?
No.
Yeah. You just said Shema. Wonderful. Okay, so that's not my question. Why did you first say Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha before you said Vahoyim Shemoya? Well, what's wrong with Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? So why didn't you say Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs before Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? You know who asked this question? The Gemara asked this question. The Gemara wants to know, why do you say Shema Vahavta, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? He saw you say Vahoyim Shemoya. The Gemara says first Makabal or Malchus Shemayim. Makabal or Mitzvahs. What does that tell you? That you first have to have Makabal or Malchus Shemayim, then you can have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Yeah, but it tells you something much more profound than that. It tells you that you can have an existence and a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you start doing any mitzvah. That's what we're talking about now. The second half of the sefer we'll start talking about Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. That's Yitzchak. But right now we're talking about Avraham Avinu, who was Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And there you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you start fulfilling the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. We're not Christian. We don't say, yeah, well, I love Hashem and He loves me, and that's it, I'm going home. What about the Torah? No, that's what the Christians do. They lobotomize the entire Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And they stayed with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's a disaster. That's a chulde. But Chazal are telling you there has to be a period of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim before there can be a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. And that's how we're judging ourselves now. Not on our performance, but on our relationship. Forget in a marriage. Exactly the same in a marriage. What kind of marriage do you want? You want a well-run, well-organized, tip-top shaped up house, and the relationship is like vinegar. The atmosphere in the house is like horrible. But you want a balagan mess and nobody knows what they're doing, but everybody's happy because everyone loves each other. Which would you prefer? You should try and have both. I'm asking, we'll see. Over here, I can set up a system however I want to illustrate my point. Avada, we should try. Yes, that's how you illustrate the point. By showing the extremes. It's always how you illustrate it. Avada, a person should try and balance those two. And that's why Chazal say, when we say Shema, we don't just say Vahavta and go home. We say Vahayim Shema as well. Avada, you need both. But if you could only have one, which would you prefer? Everyone would choose the balagan with the warmth and the love and the care. Because we all understand the essence of a relationship is more important than the performance. Unless the Western world is battered any vestiges of humanity. You understand the relationship is much more critical than the performance. We tend to make that mistake. Often we make that mistake. It creates a horror that gets a person to judge others by their performance or lack of performance as opposed to judging them by the essence of who they are. Okay, Beseder. Avada, we should try and have both. You want a nicely balanced existence. We have Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Why? Well, once you love somebody, you have a love relationship with them, why wouldn't you want to do what they ask you to do? If you don't get to Vahayim Shemaya via your Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, there's something wrong with your Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. If somebody loves you and cares for you and is helping you and doing for you day in and day out, asks you to do them a favor, why wouldn't you do it? Especially when it's for your good. When Hashem asks us to do the mitzvahs, He doesn't need us to do the mitzvahs. It's for your good. So I know that that's part of the relationship. But I'm saying in an artificial construct, what is preferable, we'll see, we'll get to it. You'll see the two base of mikdashes. The one was destroyed because of a chesaron of Kabbalah's mitzvah. And by Shani was destroyed because of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. We're going to, you'll see. I don't know what happens to Lashon Hora. It's alive and well and living wherever Jews live. Huh? I'll take you back right to the beginning of the Sefer. No. We need to do Chazorah. And there we brought a Pasuk. But remember where it is. Was it introduction or the Mavoi? We didn't do the Mavoi. So it must have been in the introduction. We did one circular. It's important to remind ourselves why we started learning the Sefer. Anyway, the Pasuk tells us that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
Oh, here you go.
Where is it?
Lamed
Hay. Huh? Lamed Hay. Oh, down at the bottom of the page. Thank you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'odiyah, Madaf Lamed Hay, those of you who want to go there. Just in case you don't trust me, because this is shocking news to people who watch the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation videos on Tisha B'Av every year. And one should do that. It's a gewaltig thing. I look at them myself sometimes. I like the kid ones. I don't look at them in Tisha B'Av, but often Tisha B'Av, the kid ones are great. You know, I have other things to do on Tisha B'Av and South Tisha B'Av, whatever. One should try and listen to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'odiyah lanu v'mefurash b'Toraisa HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu notifies us explicitly in Holy Torah. Ma'hi asiba l'churban. What was the cause of the churban? The primary cause. The Lashon Hara and the Sinas Chinam and all those things. The Avodah Zarah and the Sefer Domim. Those were the secondary cause. What were the primary cause? The Toraisa cause. Tachas asher lo avodutes Hashem Elokecha. The simcha v'tuv levav mi'roish. That's Mefurash Pasuk in Dvarim. So whatever you want to say about the Chazals, and the Chazals are Chazals, and what's the Chazals wrong, and I'm going with the Pasuk. That's the Deraisa. Now we've got to learn the Chazals, and the Chazals opens up this. But this is the Shoyish of it all. This is the root of all of that. Somebody who's Besimcha V'tuv Leivov, Jerry doesn't look around, he's happy, he's satisfied, the world's good, he looks at the world, he only sees the positive. Me Aisha Chofetz Chaim Oiv Yomim. You desire life, you want beloved days. You see the good, if you only see good, you can't talk bad. Who's likely to be seeing the bad in other people? Somebody who's got some issues with himself. Somebody who's happy and besimcha, and he's fulfilled, and he's actualized, and he's using his life correctly. I mean, he's perfect. He's also making mistakes and slipping up. He may even speak Lashon Hara now and again, because there's a Yetzer Hara for that. But by and large, he's not a guy that, you know, walking around bitter and angry, complaining, fetching, and blaming the whole world for his situation. So you see, that's the Shoresh, and then Chazal speak up. But you'll see that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the love of Hashem, the good love of Hashem. Shiras Domin Gimel Arayis and Avodah Zarah. There was a lack of performance. But the Kabbalah Samo Chushan was intact. Now we understand that. How long did that Golus last? 70 years. The second Beis HaMikdash learned the lesson from the first Beis HaMikdash. There was no more Shvichas Domin Gilu Rais and Avodah Zarah. They were mamash. It says they kept all the mitzvahs, kept the lochot of Avos. It was Chinas Chinam. How does Chinas Chinam start? If I hate you, then I have a problem with your father. Because if I love your father, I'm not going to do anything to hurt his or to be angry with his beloved son. Correct? If I understand how much Hashem loves me, well then he loves you the same. And I love Hashem, and I only want what's good for Hashem. So why would I do something to hurt his beloved son? So that's how the Banon Mokums kickstart the Banon Mokhavayim. Nachon. So when they sin as Chirim, that's a revelation of something deeper. It means there's something lacking in the Kabbalah Samar Kushamayim. And that Golus, unfortunately, has been going on for a long time, and he's still in. And that's why the rectification of that churban, maybe avas chinam, but you've got to get to the root of it. The root of it is tachash avalos Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivav. And if we'll correct that, then the other things will automatically get corrected. It depends. You have to know. Shari tshuva, you have to sometimes start with the shayresh and uproot that, and then that automatically fixes up the secondary problems. Sometimes you can't get into the core without doing horrible damage. So you start on the outside and you start fixing up the pratim around it, and that leads you into the core. Which one you do, depending on what you want, that's a different story. There's two ways of approaching a problem. Uproot the bad middah and mamela, all the consequences go away. Correct? Or sometimes minimize the behavior and that weakens the core. Is that clear? Not so posh always which one, how to deal with it. Person finds himself stealing. So stop stealing. Well, if he could, he wouldn't have a problem with stealing. From where? From Tachshav. Well, why would you speak some bad about somebody that you love and care for and only want what's best for you? Singers chinam, whatever that is. Whatever that means. I mean, that's a translation. The English translations leave us very, very short of the understanding what it is. Sinat chinam. Yeah. Where's the first time that concept used in the Torah? The klal being, the tzaddik says this. The klal usually is, if you don't know what a word means, go to the first time it's used in the Torah. The way it's used in the Torah, that's usually what its intrinsic meaning is. It will have other applications, but that's its intrinsic meaning. So where's the... okay, remind me tomorrow. We'll pick that up tomorrow. Not at all. There's no digressions. When you're dealing with... It's all, yeah. That's what makes it safe. It's no. There's always more. No, there's always more. When you learn Gemara, you'll realize, you learn the Mishnah, and you learn Rashi, and you learn Tracy, understand the Mishnah clearly. Then you start learning the Gemara, and you realize, 1 second, the Gemara is unlearning what I knew. You have to go back and revise your understanding. With your new revised understanding, you'll now go further in the Gemara, and you'll suddenly realize the Gemara didn't make so much sense. So you revise your understanding of the Gemara. When you've done that, you have to go back and revise your understanding of the Mishnah. That's always happening. As you go forward, you have to keep going back and revise it. Go back and revise it. It's always happening. Every understanding, we have this tenth of it until you get to your next level of understanding. You have to go back and revise it. It becomes a spiral of knowledge. A spiral, you're up and up and up. You're always going back to.
Nothing to do.
Let me know when appropriate to speak today. Bye-bye.